When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast episode I have tried to make probably four times now over the span of months. I think a year is like the first time that I tried like sitting down and recording this. And not to be like dramatic, not to be to pull the dramatic YouTuber, but I've stopped myself multiple times and deleted all the footage because I get scared. I'm talking about some cults today, some very real, very elusive, mysterious, but very much real instances of cults. And I wanted to like just preface this by saying I despise like conspiracy theories. I think 99% of conspiracy theories are made from people who have actual maggots and like monkeys crawling around in their brain, like microscopic monkeys, just like pulling out little fucking neurons and seeing what happens. I think that's genuinely where most conspiracy theories comes from. When Shane Dawson was having his tirade on YouTube with his conspiracy series documentaries, alleging that Chuck E. Cheese pizza was reusing their slices just because his pepperoni slice was like half an inch too big, I wanted to swallow knives, quite frankly. I hate all kinds of conspiracy theories, but this is not that. What I'm going to talk about is a mixture of firsthand, like, witnessing and also an external story that was kind of doing its rounds, all about influencers and cults. Cults are very real. This, like, it's not insane. If you don't have that much knowledge about cults, they are in some shape or form very prevalent in a lot of different ways. For example, one of my favorite YouTubers, Anthpo, and also just a homie, made a video investigating the Yellow Deli, which is this chain of like cafes and like restaurants all around the world. There's a lot in Canada, actually, which is kind of why I know about them, but they're run by these cults, and you'll get this like regular food. It seems like a regular cafe when you pull up. And then all of a sudden they're like really nice to you and they're sweet talking you and they invite you to like the little cookout, and then they're like holding hands, dancing in a circle. And then all of a sudden you're talking to like the members and they're talking about how they're being abused. Like, cults are fucking everywhere. And there's some very famous ones. There's like the Jonestown Massacre. There's like Waco, Texas. I'm sure most people can think of one or two cults, some famous cults, when you try and like think of something. But they're not just these big famous ones and then there's like nothing else. There's so many little tiny cults and like that exist in like such like microcosms all around the world, and like so many different like niches and groups, and specifically influencers. Why I think like influencers are just so susceptible to cults, and why I have seen so many get sucked into cults, is because they're fucking dumb. Because influencers, I think if you took an average, a mean of their IQ scores, they would be very much lower than the general population, okay? But being part of that group, being part of the community that I am criticizing right now, I have seen this firsthand. And you might be wondering, okay, well, you said you weren't going to talk about this and you've like deleted the episodes before. What gives? What changed? I started to see some like coverage of these cults, and I'm not going to use like any names except for one of the stories where it's been like highly publicized by like the person themselves. That's the only, I guess we'll start with that. There's this YouTuber named A-Dubs. I don't know much about their content, but about 2 months ago, they like fully like disappeared from the YouTube channel and like weren't posting or anything. And then out of nowhere, they just came back to their channel and posted, I believe the video was like, where I've been. What did it say? Yeah, it was like something along the lines. And they were with this random other person. And they were talking about how they joined this group that has like fully transformed their lives. They talked about doing ayahuasca, which is like this, I believe it's like a cactus, some type of plant, that is like a practice in South America. And people who do this, I don't know if you smoke it or drink it. I actually don't know how the fuck you do it, but like it creates very, hallucinogenic things. And people like genuinely claim that their lives have like fully changed after taking this and have like completely new perspectives on life. It's that type of thing. And this A-Dubs said that she like found this group of people, and if it's like a 40-minute video, and it's very like unclear, like what they're getting at. Sorry, that hiccup like actually just fought to get out of my lungs. It's really crazy because, you know, they posted this like 40-minute long video basically saying I'm not in a cult, but then when they get to describing where the fuck they've been and the people that they've been around, literally just describe a cult. And it's so weird because in this video, the person who they're sitting with is almost like this handler. They're like also from the same cult, and they're talking about how their life has been changed. And you know, like, it's not always representative when someone has a major like life change that they're in a cult. You see like similar things like this when people like, you know, maybe like say they find God or something or become like super religious, like out of nowhere. I think sometimes people are capable of having like a fast switch, but it's not always the case. I think a lot of the time people just get sucked into cults. Now, I'm not going to get too much into this A-Dubs person because the main two things I want to talk about are like kind of my firsthand hearings and witnessings. Once again, I'm not going to use any names or anything like that. We'll begin with this one girl. Let's call her Janelle. And she has a sister. Let's call her Janice. They had a TikTok account together. And I met them around in like 2019. I was picked for this like TikTok ambassador program. So like this was when TikTok had like zero fucking street cred. And they were like trying to get like the word out about TikTok. So like they picked like a bunch of people to be TikTok ambassadors. They would like send us to events and stuff to talk about TikTok, that kind of thing. And we all like bonded. Like we all went to Disneyland together. We had like a lot of fun days together. But yeah, these two had a TikTok account together. It was like a joint thing. I don't even want to like say specifically what their content was because I don't want to like lead. Fuck it, I will. They did dancing videos together, and they were like a duo for I want to say like another 2 years or something. And then I remember opening my TikTok one day to it was the account that I followed, like their joint account, because it said like your friend, but the name was changed and it was changed to just like one of the sisters. It was just Janice. And I was like so confused. I was like, did they have a falling out? Like, did the other one die? Like, I didn't know what happened to Janelle. Like, where did Janelle go? And I go to the profile, which and like confirm in my brain, it's like the same account that I was following. It was like the same joint account, just like reskinned. And I see a video made by Janice. And she posted a video of Janelle like dancing. And there was like a big long caption saying basically, my sister has been completely brainwashed. has been like taken away from our family by this cult. They are fully controlling her, and she like is not in contact with us. And I was like thinking to myself, oh, all right, not what I was expecting. So this kind of flew under the radar for like a fat minute. I believe the video got deleted. But you know, these were two people that I never thought would like have like public beef, and especially being sisters. Like it was blowing my mind that this was like something that I was reading online. Like I thought like this sister, Janice, must be so like desperate to get help or like get awareness that they're like posting this on their main account. It was like really blowing my mind. So then it started to get like a little bit of traction. There was like a few articles written about it. This one article, I'm going to change the names, obviously, but it says, this is the first line. While TikTok star Janelle's family insists she is being held captive by a religious cult, the 25-year-old keeps on dancing. So, by the way, let me tell the story about Janelle. So, while this happened, Janelle also made her own account, just basically moving on like nothing happened, making like pretty much the same content just by herself, like doing dances, all of that stuff. There were some new characters, but I did a little bit of sleuthing, and I noticed that sleuthing is me just like reading fucking articles. Like I'm not out here being like a private investigator or anything, but these articles reference this thing called 7M management. And I was like, okay, well, like, what does that have to do with anything? And then as I read more into these articles, it appears this is all alleged. So y'all don't like freaking send a hitman on me or something. But this 7M management is a highly like religious management firm. They're linked to this like religious movement that is like, I believe it's like very like doomsday-y, and their goal is to like control. They want to have their hands in like every single thing, like government, entertainment, all these different aspects of life, so that they can like kind of take over. It's fucking crazy. Like you can look it up. 7M. I'll read some like bits here from this article. The entertainment management firm was created by former Shekinah Church founder Robert Shin, who in 2009 was sued by former church member Lydia Chung for allegedly cutting her off from her family, brainwashing her, and defrauding her out of property and funds worth $3.8 million. The article goes on to say that the family now alleges that Janelle is a victim of similar behavior. The church is believed by some, including her family, to be a cult. So why I'm like taking this at such face value is Janice and her family, like her mom and her dad seated behind her, like went on an Instagram live stream, like saying like for 30 minutes saying like their daughter, her sister is like taken from them, like literally fucking gone. They were saying, like the dad said that they're living in fear. The mom said, as a mom, I don't know if she's safe. And obviously there's like family drama. I don't know the slightest bit about like what goes on in their family beyond like these articles. But in this live stream, Janice said, it's been haunting us for over a year now. It's been the hardest year of my life. Janelle is part of a religious group and she's not allowed to speak to us. They say their daughter refused to return home in January for their grandfather's funeral. The parents said they flew out to LA right after to see Janelle for themselves. And they said that the daughter standing in front of them was totally different. They said it was odd that she would cut off and block her family, especially since the sisters were attached at the hip. So the 7M which if you like kind of dig into it, they mostly just have dancers in terms of like who they manage in of like TikTokers. It's called Seven Mountain Mandate, a Christian movement accused of seeking to take control of family, religion, education, media, entertainment, business, and government endeavors. Oh, is that all? Nothing else? Y'all don't want to get into like restaurants? So it fucking blew my mind. It blew my mind because like these were people that like I obviously wasn't like besties with, but like I had known them. I had hung out with them before. And it's so weird because this Janelle is like still obviously alive, posting, active. And if you just went to her profile, you wouldn't even have the slightest clue that this was happening. But it's fucking happening. Now, the next kind of thing I want to talk about, this, I don't have, this doesn't have like any public details that I know about at all. And this is just like from whisperings in the grapevine, so take it with a grain of salt. But my sources are strong, okay? My sleuthing skills are very powerful. There is a makeshift kind of DIY almost religious group. It's a group of people that gather in a house for like church. I'm not sure what denomination it is. Or what, even if it is a denomination, it could be literally just a dude with a Bible, like interpreting it however way that they want, which sidebar, I now am very knowledgeable about ever since I did like my Amish video. I knew that like Amish were like very religious. I didn't know that like it's not just like your typical religion. Like they're not just like following the Bible. And like each Amish community, a lot of Amish communities are almost like operating in the same way that like a definition of a cult would be. They basically have one person who has access to the Bible. They can interpret it in any way they want. They can basically write their own rules and make everyone follow them. Like that is a cult. You have one person controlling a group of people that pretty much don't have the means to escape. In a lot of cases for the Amish, like are forced in, like you're born in and you cannot leave. People will try and like force you not to leave. And the person at the top, like is just fucking God to them. Like can make all the rules. So sorry, back to this. I don't understand fully how this church operates, but I know it's a lot different than how a healthy religion would operate from what I've heard. They have members that claim that they can heal each other with their hands. Which, you know, I've seen in like clips before of like, you know, like pastors in churches, like putting their hands on someone, be like, the Holy Spirit speaks through me to you. And then they like walk out of a wheelchair or something, which, you know, I'm not going to get into like me being atheist, but come on now. So this like basically like unregulated, like makeshift church, has people who are just like random people claiming that they are healing each other with their hands. It's very weird. But what's even weirder to me, like, other than it just being like a soft cult, is it has so many like YouTubers and influencers that I like know or have heard about. And it's almost, it's weird in the way that it's like almost like a hype house, but a cult, because it's almost all like influencers and YouTubers. Like that's like the, and actors. There is a fucking actor in there that blows my mind that he is just attending this. But that aside, the way I'm, like, actually going to get, like, assassinated for this podcast, try me. If I get killed, y'all know who did it. Anyways, so... Stop, I actually just got so scared there for a second. I'm like, please don't kill me. I really want to see Avatar 3. Anyways, back to it. To look at it as a whole, I know I, like, didn't... this last one is, like, really hard to give any details without, like, actually really just, like, identifying what it is or who's in it. So I think I will leave it at that. There is a group of people who are mostly influencers and YouTubers that gather for their own church, where one of them is, like, literally just called themselves a pastor and is the pastor, and they claim they can heal each other. There's a bunch of them living in the, like, compound, from what I've heard. It's fucking crazy. And it kind of blows my mind because, you know, like, influencers a lot of the time lead very public lives. Yet they can be a part of, like, something like this so under the radar. And I don't know what Janelle is, like going to do. Like, so obviously this Seven Mountain Mandate, it's claimed that they wanted to, like, take control of, like, pretty much everything that can be taken control of. But I haven't really, like, seen, like, any, like, weird content come from Janelle's TikTok account. It's mostly just dancing. So that's, like, an interesting case, because a lot of the things that were alleged by her sister and her family, like, aren't, like, public or even really visible. You can't really see what's going on. Whereas this, the other example, the A-Dubs person, they fully just made a video, like, like, literally being fucking brainwashed. Be like, guys, I'm not brainwashed. So, and then finally, like, the example of this church, I haven't seen, like, any difference in the members in terms of, like, what they post online, what they're like in person. So it's weird, because it's like, obviously, as far as I know, like, if you're just claiming to, like, be able to heal people with your hands, is that hurting anyone really? Not so much, I don't think. As sad as, like, like, this Janelle leaving her family is, but no, like, that's sad. That's actually, like, a horrible thing to happen. This A-Dubs person, like, other than, like, just kind of abandoning your YouTube channel for this cult, like, you don't really see concrete, like, weird cult follower things. And I think that's part of it. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and be, like, a scholar in, like, how people are when they, like, get sucked into cults. But I think it's safe to assume that, like, if you're getting grouped into a group of people with, like, a leader who's, like, basically your god, what tends to happen is you start to abandon other parts of your life that aren't, like, serving, that, like, distract from, like, serving this one leader. Which isn't always the case. For example, in the Janelle situation, this one leader being the management company, I think they probably, like, since they want to infiltrate everywhere, I think they probably want to keep posting TikToks and, like, just get bigger and bigger. And I will say, this Janelle, like, from being in the joint account to, like, versus now having her own account, has a ton of followers. So, like, there could be that, like, but it's interesting because she's not, like, spreading the message of the quote unquote cult. So it's weird. It's so fucking weird, but it's, I truly do wonder if, like, influencers are just more susceptible to getting sucked into these things, because especially, like, for people that, like, are, like, come to LA and don't have very many connections or, like, solid friends, if you're to, like, run into, like, a fucking cult leader or someone with, like, a very encompassing personality that uses it against you to, like, suck you in and, like, make you their follower, you're gonna fall pretty fucking easily. And it's just bonkers, because, like, it's not something that I thought, like, would ever be, like, a real thing. And yet, like, I wish I could go into more detail, and I know this is, like, literally, I'm, like, blue-balling y'all on this podcast, and I'm not, and don't comment, because I'm not going to say, because it's not my fucking place. Like, that's the thing, like, I'm just sitting here on the floor talking about this, but being so fucking vague, because it's not my place. And maybe one day, the other examples will come out, and then I'll talk about it, but for now, secret is for me. That's not the saying I was going for. The secret is safe with, yeah. But just wanted to let y'all know that it, being a TikToker, being a YouTuber, it's not all sun and rainbows. Motherfuckers are getting indoctrinated into cults. Okay. With that all being said, let's read our drama for the week. This week's drama comes from Ghosty Person. If you want to submit your drama, just leave a one-sentence comment on the YouTube video version of this podcast, pretty please, and tell me what's going on in your life. What do you need help with? A little advice? My little 2 cents? Whatever I can offer, I will try. And this one comes from Ghosty Person. They said, okay, so I have a bit of drama. My friend lied to me about being abused for the entire time we were friends. An entire year of what she had told me about herself was a lie. I still want to be friends with her, but I don't know what to do. By the way, Ben, I love your podcast. This is very weird. I think it's a very weird thing to lie about being abused. I truly don't know, like, what they think they're gaining for that, if they, like, want pity or something. I've been around people who would, like, lie about, like, they would just make up, like, traumatic incidents that I, like, later find out that, like, did not happen for God knows what reason, like, to, like, appear a victim, to be like, I am broken, like, I don't know, like, and I'm not, I really think this is, like, a very, like, isolated case, just because I've, like, seen this firsthand, and I'm reading this person's drama. I'm not saying, like, whenever someone comes to you saying, like, they have been through something, that you should, like, be immediately skeptical, unless they're, like, have a pattern of lying. So, like, don't let it, like, reflect on, like, anyone coming to you with, like, a problem or something, but I would say, like, yeah, that's a big thing to lie about. Like, a lot of people will lie and embellish, like, stories from their life, and it's not a big deal. But if it's something as, like, serious and with, like, such large gravity as, like, being abused, I don't know. Definitely, like, it might be worth having, like, a confrontation to, like, get to the bottom of it. Like, say, like, why did you lie about that? Because maybe they're not fully lying, but they're saying that because, like, something else happened. Try and get to the bottom of, like, what drove them to do that. And if they're literally just a compulsive liar, let them know that it's fucked up, and then say bye-bye for a temporary amount of time or a permanent period of time. But regardless, I'm sorry you are dealing with that. That is annoying. And with that all being said, I will see you next Wednesday. Please rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify if you haven't already. Thank you for freaking streaming nomination again, baby. We're back. We're so back. I got nominated for first person at the streamies. Little old me. I'm so grateful. It's so insane. I need to pick out an outfit immediately, because I will forget. I love you all. Take care. Have a good rest of your week. I'll see you next Wednesday. Love you. Bye.